It's 6:45 on the evening of the 4th. Let the record reflect that all members are present. The purpose of today's meeting is to take up the language sections and the capital sections of the Mental Health Bill 104. We'll begin with the language section. Senator Donley.
Mr. Chairman, language section item 1 regarding the section 5, Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation.
Senator, you might want to talk a little louder. The guys in the background have a tough time. You can see them holding their ear.
I wonder if our new PA system's turned on there. So section 5, motion is to adopt the Senate language.
For item 1, correct.
And in item 2, we're going to leave that open.
Okay.
Item 3, motion is to adopt the Senate language.
Okay.
Do you want to do more than just one page?
Is there any objection to those motions? Hearing none, they are adopted. Senator Donley, page 2.
Let's see, Mr. Chairman, item 4, leaving open. Item 5.
Leaving open.
We're leaving open.
Okay. No objections. No objections. Item 6, Senator Donley.
Item 6 is section 18 in the House version, section 20 in the Senate version, and the motion is to adopt the Senate language.
Okay. Item 7.
Section 27 in the House version, section 24 in the Senate version, the motion is to adopt the Senate language.
Is there any objection to the adoption of those two motions? Hearing none, they are adopted. Item 8, Senator Donley.
Mr. Chairman. Item 8, the motion is to adopt the Senate language with a new number, which would be $33,678,400.
Right.
Item 9. The motion is to adopt the House language. Item 10, the motion is to adopt the Senate language.
Item 11?
Item 11, we're leaving open, Mr. Chairman.
Is there objection to the adoption of those motions? Hearing none. Senator Donley, item 12.
Mr. Chairman, we're leaving item 12 and item 13 open, but in item number 14, where the motion is to direct the Finance Committee, well, to direct the Legislative Finance Division to make adjustments as appropriate, consistent with actions of the Conference Committee.
Is there any objection to the adoption of item 14? Hearing none, it is adopted.
We have some general language to be inserted following the introductory language in Section 1. Of House Bill 103 and House Bill 104, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Donley.
I move to adopt that language. It would read, no money appropriated in this section may be used to pay the cost of personnel services due to reclassification of job classes during the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2002.
There is objection. Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask that we keep that one open. We've got several problems that we have to deal with. One is the nurses. We have licensing changes in the nurses, and there's a reclassification study underway right now. And that
with the nurses?
Yeah, that needs to be implemented. And we also have some studies underway with fisheries biologists and some various natural resource positions. And then we have a labor contract with CEA, and the contract requires that there's a salary survey done. The salary survey is supposed to be finished on July 1st. And then the contract requires that any reclass that's necessary, we don't know exactly what that would be until the survey is done, but any reclass that's necessary has to be done by September 1. So I think we need to leave this one open and accommodate those issues.
We can leave it open, Representative Davies, but your highlighting them emphasizes in my mind the need to pass this language all the more. If these were items that they anticipated being included in the budget, they should have brought them forward within the budget so we knew about them.
Mr. Chairman, we don't know until July 1 the results of the survey. And then when the survey, having the survey completed, then the contract calls for them to be implemented by September 1. That's in terms of the contract ratified.
We will leave it open, Representative Davies, but I still remain very, very skeptical.
Thank you.
I think the terms of the contract, no matter what they say, are always subject to legislative appropriation. I think there's a provision in the contract that says that.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Davies?
That I don't know whether that's in there or not, but basically that's one of the terms of the contract that the bargaining unit agreed to, that there would be such a study and that the results of the study would be implemented by September 1. It's very specific in the contract.
Short of getting into the whole discussion, Representative Davies, you knew my frustration with the reclassification that went on with both DOT and with the nursing situation. Right. That was done outside of the regular budgeting process that caused angst or frustration. If the administration is doing this, they should bring the legislature in on it as opposed to handing us a fiscal note and saying, we reclassified a bunch of people, and here's several million dollar fiscal note with it.
Well, I understand your frustration, but I think that the problem is that you really have to, you get into critical circumstances like this. It amounts to administration defining what the job class is and hiring people at appropriate levels. So that's the rub. And the problem, as you know, is that we're losing qualified people right and left, and if we can't pay them the appropriate amount of money. So there has to be some mechanism to allow these reclassifications to go forward.
We will hold that issue open. Senator Donnelly, the mental health capital.
Chairman, can we have a brief of this?
We already have.